We're going to kind of mentally and emotionally regroup and talk about something a little happier. It's a day where, well, the harvest is kind of going full speed ahead again. The rain is done, but there's a harvest that has been finished. It's complete, and it is a harvest that doesn't take place in very many states in the U.S., but it does in North Dakota, because the North Dakota Agriculture Department has been working on getting industrial hemp as a legitimate crop for many, many years. And at the head of the North Dakota Ag Department now is Ag Commissioner Doug Goring. Hello, Doug.
Hello, Mick. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Seems like we're in the middle of the second decade of efforts to get a major crop to be grown, and it grows pretty good in this climate. And I guess is the DEA kind of are they cooperating now with industrial hemp harvest?
Well, that jury may still be out on that, sort of.
Okay.
We still have a few battles. They kind of stay out of our way for the most part, because Congress gave us the ability to have a research and pilot program in place to assess and evaluate and look at the agronomics of industrial hemp. But, boy, they watch everything that's going on when it comes to the meal, when it comes to the oil and the fiber. So, you know, I guess they could say they're just doing their job. But, you know, we just continue to move forward. I think we're just going to have to prove ourselves over and over again and look at and see how viable of a crop and opportunities they are for industrial hemp.
And this is just totally, this is a completely different crop than they grow in Colorado.
Yes. We probably need to qualify that. It most definitely is THC levels that we took some analysis and samples back in August and September before harvest to make sure that they were going to meet the specifications on industrial hemp, and they came in far below, far, far below than what the lower limit is, or the upper limit is on industrial hemp. So this all qualified. We keep a record of that. But then we sat down with the growers and we talked again, went through everything that we were requiring to be compliant with field trials, with tests, the agronomic aspects, working with NDSU, making sure that they get this information also. We looked at planting dates, and planting dates started in mid-May and went all the way through early June. We looked at depth. We looked at soil temperatures. How quickly did things come out? What was their row spacing? What were previous crops? Did some evaluating on stands, weed issues, how they control some things. That's all that data is still being collected, but it is very interesting to see how things have started to come off the field, and still doing some assessing there. But we've seen yields anywhere from 826 pounds an acre all the way up to 1,300 pounds an acre. Also visit with farmers about how well it harvested, what did they do during harvest. And it's interesting, we have a lot of varying degrees of what took place across the state, and we still don't have all the data. We're waiting for two other field trials for their data to be released. We have a rough idea, but we want to make sure we have all that information. Plus, it's a matter of getting it then to the processor and evaluating oil content and protein content of meal and feed.
Now, the meal, is this a livestock feed? What can be done with hemp meal?
Well, depending on how it's cleaned and treated and who the buyer is, because that's going to be part of it too, it could be used for human consumption. It could certainly be made into protein bars, powder, depending, again, on how it's processed. And the oil has markets also, so those would be some opportunities there. I would suspect the processor that is handling this and working with it, he is trying to get everything to a food grade specification. And I believe he's got his affairs in order. He's doing all the analysis, walking through this, and it looks as though it could be very beneficial for him, the buyer, but also for the farmers themselves. It's probably going to do, out of all the crops this year, it'll probably do the best when it comes to net income for farmers. And I'm not suggesting that farmers run out and start planting a bunch of hemp. We better find the market. This just happens to be small acreage put together with a processor who is very good about finding the market for the limited amount of product we had available.
Sure. Now, I can't remember, was there 4 or 10? How many growers did you have that were kind of beta testing this crop?
Yeah, we had 5 growers evaluating 10 different varieties, and that would also include some of those varieties could have certainly been used for fiber, although I will tell you, Mick, no one was interested in the fiber.
Hmm.
We really did not have anybody that was going to bail it up and do anything with it, and I think primarily because the fiber industry is kind of already taken up, and then you're going to have to find an inroad with some buyer processor for that fiber, and I think that's a little more difficult. There's a lot more opportunities on the seed/meal side and oil side, simply because of the food or feed aspects and because of the ability to use the byproduct, co-products, or the product itself in so many different ways for healthcare. I think about the cosmetic industry. There's numerous ways to use this, and people are looking for it.
Sure. And the fiber, I guess, prior to World War II, World War I, and the 30s and 20s and early part of the 20th century, it was all rope, basically, and bags, and people just don't use those anymore much. So.
Not as much, and that's a good point. We still have some rope certainly being made, but the industry has shifted a little bit on their fiber part of it. They are using the materials to make things of a hemp base, but paper, bags, clothing, other materials are being used, but that doesn't seem to be a growing industry as you'd see the food and cosmetic market, the health aspects of it, what they're doing there. Those are more growing with respect to what you can do with industrial hemp products.
Any part of the state where industrial hemp is better suited for? I mean, is it a cool season crop? Should it be grown along into the north of Highway 2, or is it more likely or should be grown south of I-94?
Well, you know, early on we were suggesting that maybe it's going to do better in the northern part, and that's not necessarily true. We don't have all the data yet, but I'll tell you, from west to east and north to south, we see some good yields. It just so happened that some of the better yields were south of I-94 this year. But we also came to understand that if you're in some heavier soils, poor drained, and you have an abundance of moisture, they do not like having wet feet. And in fact, we lost some of the research up by Langdon just because of that. So I would... So far, early data would suggest you don't want to be in some heavy soils or have extremely wet conditions. But it looks like it did well in western North Dakota, too.
All right. Well, you had 5 growers this year. Will you have 6 next year, or do you want 600?
Well, we're going to put out a bid for more field trials for next year. We have to do some evaluating in our budget and see how much we can really bear. We've did this on a shoestring this last year, but we're going to have to define our program a little bit better. Testing is expensive, transportation operating costs, but I do intend to expand the program a bit next year just to continue to collect more and more information on the agronomics, geographical locations, to give farmers and ranchers who want to grow industrial hemp more information, and then continue to define and refine this whole issue around the seed, the meal, and the oil for other markets.
Okay, North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring. Thank you, Doug.